Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I come to you live from Austin, Texas, with helicopters and SWAT teams crawling all over the place and highways shut down everywhere. Our crew went out and they're all laughing in there, so it must be powerful. Coming up, if you're a TV viewer, not just a radio listener, you're going to want to go to Infowars.com/show to see the free feed. The nightly news is a subscription, PrisonPlanet.tv. But they're saying we have incredible footage of Emperor Obama arriving, and they're all in there laughing and rubbing their bellies, so this must be good. I haven't seen this yet. They're loading it into the computer right now off the digital card, so we're going to go to this video raw. Just shot minutes ago as the imperial leader arrived in all of his pomp and circumstance. David Knight, you're going to be back home with us in an hour and a half with Steve Quayle, who's coming up. But you're going to be interviewing Mr. Bundy, Cliven Bundy. Other points you'd like to add about what we're seeing? I mean, this is history. These ranchers are hard folks. It's a really hard life out there. And they're serious people. And they're really a relic of what America used to be. And, you know, they're just really showing restraint compared to what just the World War II generation would do. When you see the swagger and the attack dogs and the hatred in the eyes of the BLM people, these people, I don't even hate them. They are just literally little boys working for evil who think they have the authority because they work for the delegitimized, occupied federal government.
Alex, it's all boils down to what Ammon was just telling us about, that 59-year-old woman. They came up on her from behind. They hip-checked her, threw her to the ground, and then jumped on her. That's the kind of thuggery that we're seeing here. You're talking about a way of life dying. These are the ranchers and farmers from the 18th and 19th.
Notice they attacked who they thought was weakest first. That is the essence of cowardice and of being a low-life predator. I mean, I can't even get excited unless I'm outnumbered in a fight with men. And then it's pretty exciting. You know, and then I can really become and I couldn't imagine assaulting a woman.
You know, as we were driving in, Alex, we went across a cattle crossing, a cattle guard that they put in the streets to keep the cattle out of the area. We're standing right across from a sign that has a warning about cows and says that this is an open range. This has been here a long time. This family is not the interloper. Everything, though, is changing. This is 21st century America. As Obama's coming in with his imperial trappings, you've got his gangs of thugs out here attacking people when they can get them separated off as individuals. We saw this happen at the open carry rally in San Antonio. They were very respectable when it was about 1,000 people there with guns slung over their shoulder. But as soon as the crowd started dispersing, they started hassling individuals again.
An instinctive hatred of their food. An instinctive hatred of their food, not being sheep, but actually becoming men again. And again, I don't want to indict the entire bureaucracy. It's been more honorable in the past. It is now, it's rotten. It's like a rotten milk. I mean, it's the apples are all going rotten. Listen, I've got Steve Quayle on, who's always riveting and informative, and would say stuff 10 years ago that I would just roll my eyes at, but unfortunately, it's all come true. It's so wild. He's going to be almost for like an hour and a half at least. But I'm sure he's going to want to get updates as well. So at about 40 after this hour, I know you're going to do that interview after that, feel free to take us up to the line where the feds are at. Feel free to, you know, survey stuff. Feel free to be getting shots. We'll be having live feeds, just a video only.
Right now we haven't seen any, Alex. They were saying that just right here, if you look at how close these buttes are right here, they said they had a bunch of snipers out here just a few days ago, but they were just trying to intimidate people. So they laughed about it. They said if that's as good a shot as the snipers are, well, they don't have anything to worry about. But they're now, I haven't seen any yet. We're going to drive around and see if we can find where the marking line is.
All right, well, great job. At about 40 after or so, unless it gets in the way of something more important, that's your discretion. Just be wherever you want at 40 after for a quick 3-minute update, or go down and talk to some of that crowd, get their take on it, get a shot of that sign, the cattle crossing, because we're going to put this in Obama deception, too. We're going to be right back. Thank you so much, David Knight, for going out there. They've been assaulting reporters as well. It's just unprecedented. And saying that most of the county is a free speech non-zone, just welcome to North Korea.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he is one of the biggest non-terrestrial radio hosts in the country and the world. Steve Quayle wrote about chemtrails 20 years ago. He wrote about the genetic manipulation, the plan to create genocide and transhumanism 15, 16, 17 years ago. His new book, I can't wait to read it, gets into their master plan. And really, I look back over the years, and I always thought he had a good heart, and I knew a lot of what he was saying was documented. Some of it was so far out, I thought, man, you know, this guy just goes too far. And unfortunately, so much of what Steve Quayle continues to cover keeps turning out to be true, including military targeting of everyone's home in databases with GPS to your front door for drone attack. He reported that 5 years before they admitted it mainstream news. I mean, it's just so crazy how criminal this system is. By the way, it's official. Just came across the news wires. We just saw it on Fox News scrolling. House Oversight Committee officially holds Lois Lerner in contempt. There it is. Republicans vote to hold former IRS official Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress. And let's scroll down a little bit more there. Is that a report they were going to vote, or did they vote? Because Fox said they did do it. Republicans on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee voted on party lines today, just minutes ago, to hold in contempt of Congress the former Internal Revenue Service official at the heart of the agency's inappropriate, pure Soviet-style persecution, Commissar garbage, scrutiny of political nonprofits that weren't anti-American, basically. This is the first congressional lawmaker to have acted to hold someone in contempt for asserting his or her Fifth Amendment rights. They're holding her in contempt because she goes out and makes statements publicly, makes statements after taking the Fifth, and has been caught being a liar. And they hold her in contempt in 2012. Now they're looking at some type of congressional criminal charges, which Congress can do. I mean, this is a real crisis we're in. And there are good people in Congress. That's why you have the Republican and Democratic leadership. Every time an inside leak comes out in the news, mainstream news, they're worried about what? The Tea Party. They're worried about the military. They're worried about Christians. They're worried about rural communities. They're worried about libertarians. They're worried about constitutionalists. That just means people that are common sense and aren't for secret police and kids being taken from their parents for no reason and GMO and fluoride in the water and endless wars and funding Al-Qaeda. Remember when that was kooky when I talked about it 12 years ago? Now it's mainstream news. This is not our government. This is criminal groups sowing chaos against every nation to play us off against each other while the multinationals are above the law with diplomatic immunity now getting carbon taxes, Obamacare taxes or international tax to foreign banks. That's what Obamacare is. IMF World Bank money. I mean, we are literally, just like a third world country, being sucked dry. And I want to get Steve Quayle's take on the standoff in Nevada. We saw 20 cowboys ride across today and get 30 of the cows back that the feds are breaking the water pipes from the wells built 100 years ago. The family's been there for 144 years. This is all unfolding right now, ladies and gentlemen. And the cowboys, our guys have high-def footage they're going to be uploading tonight. They're working really long hours. Some of the incredible images that they've gotten from out there already we're showing on screen. But this is the last family of 53 ranches they've run out or bankrupted. And then you see all the signs about cattle crossings. They have the surface and grazing rights. And for folks that don't understand that, I want to get Steve Quayle's take on this first. Then I want to get into the geopolitical war brewing. Next hour we're going to get into his new book that gets into what they cover in the movie Noah. I mean, it's all in Genesis. It's all in Leviticus. And it's what the elite are doing now is what the Bible says was done before. And they're trying to play God, ladies and gentlemen. And so we're going to cover it all with Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, I'm very excited. You also have a new Spanish site, because I know you're really big in Latin America, and we need to do this as well. But tell us about your new Spanish site.
Well, and for the record, I'm learning Spanish very slowly, Alex, and I'm not, I won't murder the name in Spanish, but they can go on my website, stevequayle.com. And Timothy Alberino is a man who's lived in Peru for the majority of his life, brilliant, knows what's going on around the world, and especially in the area of the scientific finds that have to do with giants, ancient civilizations. He's so connected down there. And as you know, that they found the giant skulls from Paracas, and Timothy is updating it, and we have a lady from Argentina who's probably one of the finest translators. So Genesis6Giants.com, it's on my website about a third of the way down the right-hand side of the page. It's in totally Spanish. And what I found, Alex, is the Latino and South American news feeds have so many, and Hispanic news feeds have so much more truth and multiple, I'm talking thousands of eyewitnesses. It's like once you hit the electronic frontier of the United States of America, it seems like everything is done to control people from understanding the truth. So it's Genesis 6 Gigantes, I guess it's, I can't even try and pronounce it, but the bottom line is it's wonderful. The editor is an amazing man, and my translator, Monica, is an amazing translator, and these people have connections throughout the entire Hispanic and Latin communities, and, again, we're going to translate back into English the good stuff, but thank you for mentioning that, Alex, because, again, there's so many people that need to know what we're talking about, and quite candidly, you would be well advised to do the same thing, because as they clamp down on us here, they can't clamp down on us everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even mainstream news said those skulls, which you've been obsessing on for 20 years in a good way, are not really even human DNA. And this just gets weirder and weirder. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's gotten so strange. We'll cover some of that in the next hour. But Steve Quayle, obviously we're not getting the whole history that the elite are actually aware of. We know the Alexandria library was not really destroyed. We'll cover all that with you coming up. But, Steve, first off, you have been one of the first survivalists ever, even before you got into the Liberty Movement 20 years ago. Really one of the proto-leaders of the modern Liberty Movement today. I'm not kissing your butt. It's just true. And you've been there. You've lived in the rural areas. You've been off the grid. I know you've seen the BLM siege, just running everybody off the land. The general greenhorns out there let the mainstream media deceive them and go, this old crazy man in Nevada says he owns land the federal government owns. In 1877, before it was even a territory, his family went out there, and they've got the water, the surface, and the grazing rights at the state, and it's on record, and they tried to buy it from them 10 years ago. The state did, and then the feds did. It's all on record. So now they've just showed up with machine guns and are taking it, and this assaults everybody. And that's why beef prices are exploding, all of it, because they're literally running people out of business everywhere who even own their own land. My family cannot even break even in the cattle business now. So one of my good friends is one of the biggest producers in Texas. They just sold one of their biggest herds and ranches. This country is being shut down under Agenda 21 mafia tactics. And then only big agribusiness is allowed to operate. Steve Quayle, what is this really all about? And what do you think about what's happening in Nevada on the Bundy Ranch and the federal standoff?
Well, first of all, I sent to you, Alex, a story about 29 gas and oil leases that are going on in that part of the country. So, you know, when this sort of thing takes place, somebody wants what's on the BLM land for their own use. And I think the Illuminati is in full rape, pillage, and plunder mode. One of the hardest things for Americans to even get with, remember when you and I were screaming about NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, GATT, General Agreement on Trades and Tariffs, and Ross Perot says the giant sucking sound of American jobs leaving the country, and with it, you know, the middle class. What this is all about is resources, and it's about being able to control everyone and everything, and it's also a test. I believe this is a test to see how much the American people will stand up. When you lose your property rights, you lose everything. And the Agenda 21 is in full play, and I curse the United Nations Agenda 21. If people don't understand that you have rights to land that, for instance, go back as far as all property rights, but see, under the United Nations Agenda 21, you know this. It is the Borg. They don't want individuals having property rights, and the last thing they want is anybody being able to sustain
themselves. That's why they're shutting down farmers' markets, lemonade stands. The ultimate sin is having a garden. The ultimate sin is not watching television all day. The ultimate sin is not breaking your family up. The ultimate sin is not just giving yourself over to the New World Order.
It is absolutely the case, and now what we're seeing, Alex, in full-fledged, look, I got so pissed, let me use the word, I'm sorry if it offends people, but they better be offended over watching dogs being pulled in and used to basically intimidate and terrorize. Snipers placed against a man, his wife, and his kids. Those snipers were in place before all the people started showing up. So I believe this is a test case to test the will of the American people to see what they'll stand up for. Now, I placed a call. I won't tell you to who, but someone's very well connected in the political field down there, very, very well connected with the governor himself. And I said, you have to tell these people to take a stand. I said, if you don't, at this point, I'm talking the governor, I'm talking their senators. Obviously, we don't expect Harry Reid and the Democrats to do anything. But the bottom line is that this is about life and death, Alex. That's what I think you've tried to do, and you've done all your producing of all your videos, all the thousands, tens of thousands of hours you've been on the radio. It's now coming home to people. The price of beef is, as you know, you've got cattle farming in your family, cattle raising. The point is, we're at all-time highs. It hasn't been this high ever. And $4 a pound for ground beef around the country? But more than that, we've got a pig virus now introduced, which, I just for the record, I believe it's a biological weapon against the people that raise pigs, and the point is that we've got all these things going on simultaneously. So we are seeing right now in Nevada, I believe, the actual outplay of what will be across the entire country unless people hold their politicians to their feet to the fire and say, we will not stand for American citizens having guard dogs, and tasered. I think they tasered the phrase.
Oh, they're attacking women. Stay there, Steve Quayle. We're going to come right back. I'm Alice Jones.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Did you know Emergency Essentials has the lowest price promise on all of their long-term food storage and emergency supplies this month? While supplies last, save over $250 on the year's supply of basics. A year's supply of food for only $769.99. Get 36% off the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, 52% off freeze-dried tomatoes, and 57% off freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You hear the concern in Steve Quayle's voice. You hear it in mine. And as all this evil takes place, our government publicly funds Al-Qaeda, starts wars in Ukraine. The school lunch program under Michelle Obama is worse than death row food. That's been confirmed. Because we put up with anything. We're being trained to put up with anything while the ruling class flies around in jet airplanes and has red carpets. We do have the footage of Emperor Obama arriving in Austin. I'll get to that briefly in the next segment. Should I get to that earlier? But Steve Quayle is with us. And Steve, you know, here's a headline. Feds move in on Nevada ranchers' herd over illegal grazing. Fox News can't even get it right. It's not illegal grazing. They built the water pipes. They put it in 140-something years ago. The water pipes 100 years ago. They tried to buy the water rights and land rights from them. And that's right. Steve Quayle did send me an article. Send it to your email. You guys print it. Where they're moving in with oil and gas exploration with multinationals. And again, if they want to come buy those rights from people, obviously you could say that he probably didn't have the mineral rights. You would argue then the state would have that. The state would have the mineral rights, not the feds. And again, I know the laws, folks. It's the Texas Railroad Commission that's over that, and it's the land commissioner that's over that in my state. And I know the laws in Nevada. I know the laws all over the place. I studied it. And it's so frustrating when you don't know. The general public's like, what's this guy doing on a national park with his cows? Crazy old man. 90% of the state's been grabbed by the feds. They go, oh, we administer it now where you had the grazing rights. You keep doing what you're doing. By the way, sell that to us. No, I'm not going to. Meet my SWAT team. You don't get it. I mean, this just shows the criminality. And they've already done this Agenda 21. Take Mexico. As you know, we were down there 30 years ago, and my dad said, they're selling land in Mexico? Foreigners couldn't buy land in Mexico until they did that. It was, oh, under the UN. And then my dad learned they'd stolen it from Mexican farmers, and he said, I'm not going to buy any. My dad went and looked at buying it when I was like 10 years old. I was in Mexico driving around looking at land because my dad was like, man, this is incredibly cheap. It was Mexicans' land they took. Steve Quayle, go ahead. I'm ranting.
Well, Alex, I think what everyone needs to understand is this is part of the whole global upheaval. This is what we're seeing, and we're seeing it in a way now. I want to bring something up to you that really is important. Just as they're grabbing our freedoms, our livelihoods, our lives, robbing our children and grandchildren of any future, the 200, and this is pertinent, 200 million Social Security numbers have now been stolen. They've gone into that realm of cyber threat and cyber attack along with all the other databases. I want to propose to you that the ultimate manipulative process that I believe is going to come into play, don't know when, is going to be to rob everybody of their identity, change Alex Jones and Steve Quayle's Social Security number by one digit, change our credit card information by one digit, change our bank accounts by one digit. I'm making it really simple. But can you imagine waking up and someone says, prove you're Alex Jones? And you can say, I talk like him. And they say, well, let's see your DNA. Here's what I'm trying to say.
No, that's the plan. Forces on the DNA identification, a level above biometric.
Absolutely. And can you imagine on a Friday hearing? Now, this is critical to what's going on. Remember, destabilization mentally, physically, and financially. They want everybody in limbo. They want everybody in a realm of disequilibrium. So, well, you know, we're looking at a Ukrainian, you know, the whole Ukraine, Crimea, Eastern Europe, NATO. We're looking at all of these, if you would, I call those three-ring circuses. They're mixing.
It's a global destabilization by the offshore banks who are above the law against the entire planet, against everyone.
Absolutely. And, you know, the famous statement, give me control of a nation's currency and I care not who writes its laws. Just bring that up a step and you'll understand. Now, 70% of the world is saying we don't want the American dollar. And you remember the Kyle Bass interview. You reported on it where one of the Obama administration guys said that their plan is to kill the dollar. Well, what you know, I wish Kyle Bass would have said, no, your plan is to kill the country. We are absolutely watching the, I've got a word, horrification of everything that America used to stand for, taken out from under us, and why people don't get it is simply this. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, all of those things that we all hold dear, they don't. So the enemies of freedom, the enemies of life, and the enemies of a living God are in a full court press. And what we've got now, Alex, is literally a future that is going to make Blade Runner and Judge Dredd look simple. A Soylent Green is on the horizon. And look, all of this because because somebody says, well, I think this whole thing, I even got an email this morning, didn't answer it because I was too mad to answer politely, but, well, you know, the BLM's got to do their job. That's what the stormtroopers under Hitler said. That's not what the SS said, and it's not even there. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. 262 million people lost their lives directly related to gun control.
That's right. Stay there. We're coming right back to you. Long segment, Steve.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know
what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way.
Out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
The next thing they'll be breeding is like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
All right, that is real newscast mixed with the early 1970s film Soylent Green. Or did it come out in 69? I forget. The point is that there were mathematical equations put out in the 60s when they were claiming global cooling, and they the analogy at the major universities, it was put in the population bomb by the current White House science czar's boss. Was it Paul Ehrlich? Yeah. And the point is that, and I was taught this in basically every class I had at community college before I got out. It was all propaganda. I was about to go to UT, and I said, what's the point? That there's too many people who are going to kill the earth, blah, blah, blah. That even if you think that's true, it's about the elite having control, dehumanizing us, and getting rid of an egalitarian free society and creating an authoritarian society. We're going back to Steve Quayle to give him the floor right now. He's with us for the full 2 hours. You know, just going back and forth with banter and commentary and analysis. But this is their program. And it's not my opinion. It's not Steve's opinion. They have to get us off the land. They have to pack us into the cities for social control. They don't want, quote, wild humans anywhere in the world. They want you in their system. They want you in the system now. And the system is not meant to create some wonderful egalitarian system. It is meant to end humanity as we know it. The elite are playing God. And you'll just read their writings and see the films I've made where I show their quotes. I mean, you see it in all the movies. You see it in the culture now where they push it. This is really happening. And I have an article right here out of the New York Post. Mute stroke victim barred from LAX flight. The woman's face was paralyzed. Couldn't talk, and Sherry Wright, who was taking her family member through, explained that she's had a stroke. And they said, we don't care, lady, you're not going through if you didn't answer our questions. TSA makes people in wheelchairs who can't get up. They don't let them fly. And it's, you see cops more and more tasering autistic kids walking down the street naked or throwing people out of wheelchairs. They say, I know somebody in Austin. They said, get out of your car. And they said, well, my wheelchair's in the back. What are these? These are hand controls. They look like nunchucks to me. And it's like, you know, wood coming out of the steering wheel. And he said, look, I'm paralyzed, chest down. And the cop, huge cop, beat him up. My friend sued him, and then nothing happened. They promoted the guy to a commander. And that was before the current police chief. I just don't even know what to say anymore. It's just, it shows the mindlessness. And when you see these BLM people, I've run into them, they just shake with hate. I mean, they're trained, you are the enemy. I mean, I don't even think soldiers in most wars I've read about or heard about hated the enemy this much. They just killed them because they were trying to kill them. in fact, reading a lot of the history of war, a lot of times people kind of liked the enemy at a weird level and studied him and would even adopt some of their stuff, and the other enemy would adopt some of their stuff, and there was more honorable stuff involved. I'm not romanticizing war. I mean, the globalists, it's ideological. They are socialists. They are parasites. They hate us. And they do psychological testing for in big departments now, and the feds to hire mentally ill people who want to just dominate and control, or who are so stupid they'll follow any order. And those tests have come out in national news. They want under 100 IQ now, the last 15 years or so. Not all departments do this. They want under 100 IQ and very autocratic, authoritarian. Remember the TSA Abbott said, we want imperious people. Imperious mean acting imperial, lordly, like you're a slave. Now, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great organic, high-quality, storable foods. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And you can also give them a call at 866-229-0927. Great customer service, high quality. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And also, I've been an hour and 40 minutes and haven't really plugged anything. We're funded and have these reporters to send them to the Boston Marathon event anniversary coming up here next week. And that whole police state rollout, to send people out to Nevada to have the reporters, the writers, the nightly news, the whole infrastructure takes a lot of money. Even though we do it on the cheap here in Austin, Texas, we couldn't do one tenth of this in some place like New York with all its bureaucracy and cost. We need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy the Molon Labe Spartan shirts for men and women. We need you to go to InfoWarsLife.com and get the Survival Shield, to get the Fluoride Shield, the Super Mel Vitality, the high-quality organic coffee from Southern Mexico with the Chiapas folks. We need you to get these high-quality products, and I know when you use them, you've heard the rave reviews from listeners calling in, that you will continue to order them and support our operation. And I know times are tough, but your continued support of our operation is essential. And I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com to find the supplements that are the very best. InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the films, the T-shirts. All of it that's about getting the word out while supporting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. And we are a platform for Steve Quayle and Rosa Corey on Gen 21 and Ron Paul and all these other incredible people you hear. They have their own platforms as well. We support those platforms because we're all in this together. This is not about being the big radio host. This is not about, who's the best or so many other talk show hosts that infight and all this garbage. Folks, this is real. Okay? We're now seeing the acceleration that we've predicted. We're not happy to be proven right. And so it is essential now more than ever that people understand that as the evil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. I'm going to shut up and literally turn my mic off and give you the floor to get into your sources, your analysis on the geopolitical power structure with the globalists running the U.S. and Europe, the Russians with their own crime syndicate, the communist Chinese, the Middle East, the funding of Al-Qaeda. Where is it all going? The global destabilization. Because I went and saw Captain America. Everybody said, Alex, it's like they listen to your show. It is literally everything they're planning, everything they've been doing, a criminal global group above the governments, playing them off against each other, Hail Hydra. Why is Hollywood suddenly telling the truth? Steve Quayle, you've got the floor.
Well, thank you, Alex. I think the reason that people are disconnected is, let's use neuro-linguistic programming and the mind control that you brought up, that all of the feds, when you broke the news on the Mayak report and all the other statements that were coming out of DHS and all of them making patriots, gun owners, Christians, homeschoolers, retired military officers, which, by the way, just in a couple weeks you broke that story. Now, high-ranking military officers who have left over, matters of conscience or have been purged by the administration are now considered the top of the ladder. And I would warn all of them, and like, people didn't take me serious, Alex, when I said they're coming after the vets. You and I did a show years ago where I said they're going to try and come after the vets. They'll deny them health care treatment. They'll assassinate. And I'm on record, and I want to say it on your show. 22 vets a day aren't just killing themselves. I believe that whole story, don't get me wrong, there are suicides, but I believe it's a cover for the intentional assassinations of veterans who are considered high risk.
Well, we know that they've been killing a lot of investigators and fraud and things and always saying it's suicide. And they killed a bunch of admirals and people, remember, that were going to go after Clinton.
Yep, Admiral Borda, Jeremy Borda. When he was offed, okay, I mean, he was literally assassinated. I remember getting a postcard and seeing it, basically. up and wise up, because we're all in the sights. And I appreciate what you said. You know, people in listening land, it's time to get active and get off your, basically rear ends and start to realize that this is you we're fighting for. By the way, during the break, Alex, I got an email from a former DHS official who I know personally. Okay, this is an anomalous or a nameless entity, and she's saying the swine virus is to eliminate invasive regular pigs to introduce the enviro pig. The enviro pig is basically a genetically altered pig.
That's so why they're now saying the cows for the earth, they're going to genetically engineer and outlaw all the others so they don't create methane in their flatulence.
You got it. So here's the deal, and I also got an email from somebody I don't know. I asked her to send me the information that the desert tortoise, there's a new word, tortoise, the desert tortoise thrives in areas where the cattle are because of the way they eat the cow dung, and also the way they get their water. And this person said that may be the case, but look, this is not about endangered species. And isn't it amazing? They'll draw down on men, women, and children. They'll zap everybody with tasers. They'll arrest little kids for making a signal of a gun or drawing a gun. They'll do all this stuff, but somehow we're supposed to believe that all this Bravo Sierra about a desert tortoise. These guys, and even the BLM, has killed literally thousands of invasive species. So here's what's going on. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, federal law enforcement as well as the military is being trained that the enemy is no longer foreign, it's domestic. The enemy is no longer one with guns but ideas. This is the most dangerous time in our country's history. And Solomon in Proverbs said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Jesus said, hey, if it weren't for him acting on behalf of his love for his people, the believers, that there'd be no flesh left alive. So what we're seeing, Alex, is a global setup, the global, literally, the showdown and the rundown, the showdown between the powers of good and evil and the powers of the elite over the average person. You and I have quoted, you've written books, you've basically done your films on it. We can give 1,000 quotes, yet people look to each other and say, who are those guys talking about? That everybody's got to die except them. So where we're at right now is, you know, 20 years ago, people couldn't accept the fact when I wrote the book Genetic Armageddon that they really had a plan, they really had a scheme, they really had a program, they really had a funding budget to introduce their idea of the perfect man. Same thing Hitler was looking at and others, the Ubermensch, the Superman, the Overcomer. Now we've got genetic engineering, and we've got in playing out before our eyes is what's going on in the Nevada desert important? It absolutely is. What you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is the blueprint in the face of anybody who believes that word freedom. And what's going to happen, it's going to escalate. They'll bring someone in, outside of a miracle, Alex, and I believe in miracles, but they'll bring someone in to stir the pot, a gun will get fired, somebody will get shot, and then it's going to escalate. They want it. All those billions of rounds of ammunition, all those armored vehicles, you probably saw the story carried, I think, on a town of 7,000 being given a half a million-dollar armored fighting vehicle. So, ladies and gentlemen, where's the disconnect? Now, Alex, I'm going to give it right back to you. Where is the disconnect between what's going on and people not understanding that they are the target? The military has been taken apart. I live in Montana. Our missile wings have been decimated. People don't know this. The nuclear command structure has been restructured. All the atomic weapons are pretty much under the president's direct control. And the point is now is that seeing that we've made the announcement was made yesterday or the day before that 50 more warheads are going to be taken offline. But here's the thing, Alex. I maintain that what we're currently seeing in Washington is a surrendered government de facto giving away all that we once were, and obviously all the lies, all the schemes, fast and furious. You want to know what I'm saying? Go look at the Drudge Report right now. Maybe you can bring it up or have your guys bring it up. But look at the eyes. You know, the Bible says the eyes are the windows to the soul. I think the title is Hold or Loses It. But what's happening is people don't understand that the word freedom, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, all of our founding fathers, what do we hear? That they're terrorists? Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's going on. This is the plan to destroy every man, woman, and child in the United States of America. are, because it's playing out. And if I'm fighting for their lives, I pray and literally pray that people will wake up and put as much value into their lives, their wives' lives, and their children and grandchildren's lives that you and I and others who have been out there. Look, we've been at it a long time, okay? I hate to admit it, but I've been at it a long time. But it still doesn't seem like the majority is getting it.
That's right. And a lot of fools say, oh, well, all this stuff didn't come true. A lot of it has. That's because a lot of people have been holding it back. We've been holding it back, but now they've already gotten it in pieces. Now they're trying to get everything in a rush at once. Is that because they're behind schedule, Steve Quayle? Is that because they know Loris Lerner just was held in contempt? Is that why Eric Holder, as you just mentioned, just snapped and called Congress unprecedented, unwarranted, and ugly and divisive? Is that why they're calling it racist if we don't turn our guns in? Because the criminals realize we're awake to them?
Around guns. You've cataloged, you've absolutely gone into detail on 9/11, on the false flags of Sandy Hook, on all of these events, everybody that snaps. And you notice they even came out and said, hey, the guy, the last shooter was on Prozac, you know, and there's some mind-altering drug. And the thing is, they never take on the pharmaceutical companies. And one of the signs, Alex, of the end of the age and the destruction of the United States, in my opinion, is neither repented they of their sorceries. That word sorceries is pharmaceuticals. So what do we have now? We have a system of, quote, basically assisted suicide in the medical community coming up. We've got the arguments that never should have been even poised in the first place. And I just listened, obviously, to what you put in the background when we went to that break.
Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. Got a break again. I want to hear where you think it's all going.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's cognitive dissonance. There's a lot of psychological terms we could go through here, but I don't want to spend that much time on it. People understand we've been incrementally taught to be slaves. And now they're just pulling the rug out from under us, and the bureaucrats all think they're in the right. They all literally think the public's a bunch of troublemakers, and they're there protecting us, and darn it, what's wrong with these people? And we're in danger. And the government's so scared, they're spending $189 million per major Social Security Administration building on actual triple canopy groups and other major global mercenary groups 24 hours a day with snipers on the roof and commandos in cars. They're getting ready for total collapse. Now, if we expose them, they may back off, but we're sitting on a time bomb. Now Obama says, look for major cities to get nuked. I mean, you think I was happy to get the call about missing nukes at Dyess, just like they had missing nukes in 2007 that we first reported on, later got confirmed? Alternative media broke that? We weren't even the ones that broke it. We first reported it big time. This is above my pay grade. There's nobody who's qualified to deal with this pure evil except God. Steve Quayle, you were trying to get into the Soylent Green clip we played earlier, and then the break interrupted you, but I want you to get into the Ukraine, Russia, Obama statement about, you know, his main fear is a nuke going off. That's how they'll bring in martial law. My gut always has said that. Or a bio release. I've had a bunch of family and friends get sick. Some of them die from the mystery airborne stuff. And then I just think Steve Quayle kept saying a year ago, they're going to release a super. And the Northeast Intelligence Network said, get ready for an airborne thing that's going to kill people in their lungs. And you guys, I know, have real sources, and then people say, oh, no, they don't have sources. That's all made up. Well, hell, your made-up sources must have crystal balls then, because it just keeps happening.
Well, I think the reason it keeps happening is because there are some amazing people out there that want to tell the truth. We tell the truth. And let me share this. You know the heartbreak. You know watching family members die. We just heard that they're going to spray rabies vaccine in certain parts of the country. Then you've always heard that the rabies vaccine, the pathogen rabies will ultimately be used in some form of zombie virus. And Alex, right now, one of the stories that people should just be absolutely, this is the clearest neon sign that the regular military plans to make war against the United States citizens is that the Army has told the National Guard that they've got to return their Apache attack helicopters, you know, and they'll supposedly give them Blackhawks. And as one of the guys said, I agree with you, Sally, said, for budget reasons, my ass, I'm quoting someone else, it's to take away any resistance that could be even thought to be encompassed. These guys think in multi-dimensions. They got so many plans and battle plans. And Alex, you and I are doing what we're doing, and those who are doing what they're doing, your listeners, the activists, everybody out there, but we're against supercomputers. And one time I was praying about that. I said, Lord, how do I compete with supercomputers? And he said, they can't compute me. That's why I press. And, you know, I got a lot of flack. People say, quit talking about Jesus. I said, if I quit talking about Jesus, all the information that I've gotten through prayer and through my relationship with him and the people that love him wouldn't be out there. So, look, I don't make any apologies for it. And the thing is that we're the group of people now, as Christians, being slaughtered around the world. The mega churches aren't complaining. They're not raising funds to feed the Syrians. And one of the clearest signs, Alex, and I said this 23 years ago on talk radio, I said, you'll know you're in the end when beheadings and cannibalism comes into the common daily.
And now baby parts are in the cosmetics. It's in the Pepsi. Stay there. Incredible. Back in 60 seconds. Steve Quayle.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there.
and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.